about Minneapolis. Have you been to Minneapolis? I've been there several times. What a beautiful city. And if you go across the Mississippi River into St. Paul, there's certain sections of St. Paul, the Twin Cities, you know. You go over into St. Paul, there's parts of St. Paul that, are to me, are just a throwback to the literary explosion that occurred in this country back in the late 1950s. There's a bookstore. I forget the name of the bookstore. But when I was on Air America, a couple of the people who worked there said they would tune in to what we were doing at Air America. At the time, we were nationwide. And I went to that bookstore and spent an afternoon there just perusing the stacks of books. But there's something about St. Paul to me. I don't know. Maybe it's changed because I'm talking 20 years ago. Jesus Christ. That long ago? Yep. That long ago, Malloy. 18 years ago. But maybe St. Paul has changed. But to me, while Minneapolis was this city of the future, St. Paul was kind of a beautifully preserved area, certain parts of it from the 1950s. Now, okay, Minneapolis and St. Paul, they have their problems like any urban area. Okay. But these were the impressions that your humble and obedient servant here got when I spent time in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And now, New York Times says Minneapolis is on a knife's edge. And it's because a week after this Gestapo agent shot and killed Renee Good, further aggressive arrests. These fuckers don't care. So they shot and killed somebody. They don't care. They keep doing what they're doing. Not only that, but the toilet rat and the bitch who runs ICE has ordered more troops. 2,000. More ICE Nazis into Minneapolis. So this has enraged residents there. The toilet rat and his bitches and bastards have doubled down on their effort to deport anyone they can get their fucking hands on. Remember in the old days, 2024, I'm talking, a little over a year ago, when this slimy bastard Trump used to stand in front of his brain-dead adherents and scream, yeah, we're going to get rid of the worst of the worst. Yeah, they emptied their mental institutions and their prisons, and they're all killers and murderers and terrorists and bombers. We're going to track them down. Remember that? So what are they doing now, in addition to shooting people down in the street, whether it is in Minneapolis, where they murder a woman, or in Portland, where they injure people? But this effort by the toilet rat to get rid of all the people that he doesn't like because, they're not white like him. Only he's not white. He's an orange-faced asshole. But now they're sending officers into these residential neighborhoods, which is how Miss Good was murdered. And the parking lots of these big box stores like Home Depot or Lowe's, trying to find people to grab. Who hangs out in the parking lots of these big box home improvement stores? People desperate for work. They just want to go to work. They're not there waiting for an opportunity to rob a bank or rape somebody. They're there hoping to be picked up and taken someplace to work. Now, also, the fascists that work for Trump, they've detained and in a couple of instances beat the hell out of several U.S. citizens. And social media right now is chock-a-block with these viral videos of the confrontations. One of the videos out there now that I just found exceedingly rewarding to me, gave me a good, warm, comfortable feeling, was the video of all these ICE agents. It's a compilation. These ICE agents falling on their asses on the ice in Minneapolis and in places where there is snow and ice on the ground. And these sluggish fuckers who are big, well, we're big guys because we have guns and shit. You know, there are a bunch of, I don't know how to describe it, but there they go, one after another, flopping down on their asses. Check out Instagram. Check out YouTube. You'll find plenty of these videos. And when I watch them, I think, yeah, you dumb bastard, fall down, break your hip. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. And while these Gestapo bastards are attacking people, activists, it's people like you, people like me, people like us who attend these demonstrations to let the filthy toilet rat know that we're getting to the point where we may have to take the law into our own hands if our members of Congress won't do it for us. But activists have tried to observe and document and get in the way of these Gestapo bastards. On WhatsApp, for example, neighbors watch out for immigration officers. And when they see these slimy fascists, they run from their homes to shout at them. A state representative in Minneapolis, a guy named Michael Howard, Democrat, told the New York Times, quote, "It feels like our community is under siege by our own federal government," end quote. Well, Representative Howard, that's exactly it. That's why it feels like that. It's because that is that. One person verified images circulating this week that show agents tackling a man at a gas station and shoving and getting real aggressive with the president of the Minneapolis City Council, Elliot Payne. Payne said there were federal agents equipped with assault rifles and combat gear patrolling the streets, repeatedly taking their handguns out of the holsters and waving them around because these Gestapo agents are a bunch of fucking rotten criminal cowards. Without their military gear and their handcuffs and their twist ties and their guns and shit, they're a bunch of little sorry son of a bitches, part of this incel group, involuntary celibate, because no woman will have anything to do with them. So their sexual aggression becomes political aggression. And people are saying rightly, this feels like a military occupation, which is exactly what it is. And according to this little piece in the Times this morning, some of the stops that these Gestapo people are making go beyond ordinary law enforcement. In a few of the run-ins, it says here, you can feel the animosity building between federal officers and citizens they're supposed to serve. One man, the Times spoke to, New York Times, said he was glad there were other people around to film his encounter with federal agents, which occurred after they rammed their car into his, forcing him to stop. And this man said he believed the presence of people with cameras helped lead the agents to let him go. Let him go. This is what these fuckers are doing. They don't have arrest warrants. They have a description. Well, anybody who's not white, anybody whose last name ends in a Z or an S, get them. This from this filthy toilet rat, Donald Trump. But in this particular instance, this guy said, as the crowd grew, and the crowds always seem to grow now, once word gets out, the whistles start blowing. You know what this reminds me of? It really does. It reminds me, in Northern Ireland, the attempt by the people there to get the fucking British government the hell, the British military the hell out of Northern Ireland, especially Belfast. And when the British troops would parade through the streets to let the Irish people know, hey, fuck you, we're here. People in their homes, their apartments would open the windows and hang out of the windows with a pot, a cooking pot and a wooden spoon, and bang, bang, bang on the pots, bang, bang. You can hear that when you listen to YouTube music, early YouTube music. You can hear that in their music, that rhythmic banging to let people know the Brits are here, this fucking military is here. So now it's happening in this country. Instead of pots and pans and mixing bowls and spoons, it's whistles. Bless their hearts. So a lot of people in Minneapolis now are getting worried that the situation is going to tip over into something more violent. And one of the residents said that when people respond by blowing their whistles, gathering every time these Gestapo fucks show up someplace, or bringing out their cameras, this person said, quote, it makes them act different, the Gestapo. It makes them act different, like they have more power, end quote. And of course, the filthy toilet rat, Donald Trump, when he's not screaming, fuck you, at a worker, he's not interested in de-escalating anything in Minneapolis or any other city. He wants it to increase. He's waiting for that moment when people truly erupt and respond in kind to these fascist fucking agents so that he, the toilet rat, can issue his declaration of martial law. This is what this is leading to. This is his intent. This is what this slimy little fucker, Stephen Miller, keeps pumping into this orange-faced monster's head. Make him go crazy, boss. Then you can declare martial law, and then we can stop this goddamn election that's supposed to come up in 10 months. That's what the objective is here. And I every time I see videos of these ICE agents with their faces covered and their fucking eyes peering over the tops of the gray or brown military style face masks, you know, their eyes. And I think to myself, while they're grabbing people and slamming people around or handcuffing people as they're laying on the street. And I just think to myself, where in the fuck did you people come from? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing shit that is so, so counter to the U.S. Constitution? Why are you doing this? Who the fuck are you? And I'm lost. I have no idea. I had no idea. I really didn't. I always knew there was a political fringe in this country that was fucking crazy. I knew that from earliest memories I have from the late 1950s. But I never thought people who were trained in law enforcement, I know, the part of what I'm saying sounds hideously naive. Please, I'm not naive. I have realized the waves of disobedience by law enforcement in this country, the waves that have gone up and come down and gone up and come down. I understand if I were a black man, I wouldn't be talking like this right now because black folks have been suffering through this shit for 350 fucking years. I understand all that. But the overarching attitude that I always had was, I know there's some rotten apples in the barrel here, but I can pretty much trust law enforcement most of the time. I can pretty much trust federal law enforcement most of the time, unless, there was a time, 60s and 70s, when federal law enforcement decided to destroy Black Liberation Movement, decided to destroy the free speech movement, the student movement. And thank God Frank Church, Senator Church, in his hearings exposed all this shit. But there's always been a part of me, I guess it was because of my upbringing, to respect the Constitution and the people who are charged with honoring it and enforcing it and living by it, the Constitution of the United States, especially the first 10 amendments that to me have always been the ones I fully understand have been almost sacred. I mean, fuck the Bible. Fuck all this religious horse shit. The real sacred documents in this country included the Constitution that had the Ten Amendments, the first Ten Amendments. So this filthy toilet rat is not the least bit interested in de-escalating anything. especially not in Minneapolis, because he has such a violent streak in him for the entire state of Minnesota because of Governor Tim Walz, who told the truth about this fucking bastard Donald Trump when Walz was running for vice president of the United States. This week, where are we? Wednesday. This week so far, this toilet rat said that one justification for the murder of Renee Good was that she had been, his word, disrespectful to the officers, the fascist pricks who decided to murder her. Disrespectful. Disrespect is a form of speech, you dumb orange-faced asshole. And since it's a form of speech, it's protected by the U.S. Constitution. How about your disrespect, you rotten bastard, when you say to a worker at a Ford plant, "Fuck you!" And then you say it again. Disrespectful. So now the toilet rat is sending another, it's either 1,000 or 2,000. It's already 2,000 ICE agents there. They're sending another 1,000 or 2,000 to Minnesota. And the latest thing, I think the toilet rat said this yesterday, he said he's going to end the deportation protections that were there for more than 2,000 migrants from Somalia. The state of Minnesota is home to the largest diaspora of Somali people in the world. And they were here. What, you know, this is a group that this filthy, slimy fucking Donald Trump said, they're eating their pets. They're eating the dogs and cats. I mean, you remember that debate with Kamala Harris? You remember the look on his face, on his orange, ugly, goddamn face when he said that, contorted into the actual belief of what he was saying. So on his social media bullshit yesterday, this filthy toilet rat wrote this, all caps. Fear not, great people of Minnesota. The day of reckoning and retribution is coming. What the fuck? And we, the people of the United States, are allowing this madman to continue running loose in this country? This convicted felon? This murderer, this person who orders the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people around the world by cutting aid so desperately needed, this rotten bastard who orders the deaths of people in open boats and then go back for a second shot and wipe out the survivors, and he's running loose in this country. Yesterday, he was in a Ford factory. These are people in Minneapolis who are driving to work, walking to a store, trying to get home. And then they have to deal with these fascist agents, federal agents, who are sent to a city where they are goddamn unwelcome, and they're told to round up people. Anybody who looks, you know, not white. Get them. Detain them. Demand proof that they belong here. And if they can't provide immediate proof, take the fucking people away. We don't care. Oh, my God. Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here. You know, the Progressive Voices Network brings you commercial-free commentary from today's leading progressive radio hosts and pundits, like me, Mike Malloy, 24 hours a day. I'm not your typical old guy from the 80s or the 90s talk radio host, and Progressive Voices is not your typical talk radio network. It's a listener-supported nonprofit with no corporate control whatsoever over our broadcast. So hosts like me, Mike Malloy, are free to rant and scream and carry on about whatever we like. We're often controversial, but we're never boring. Weeknights, 9 p.m. in the East, 6 p.m. in the West on the Progressive Voices Network. Always progressive, always on. I'm Mike Malloy. Keep it lit.